Good morning. Today we are starting a new topic relating to eating. Maybe more appropriate is overeating. Is there a problem overeating or eating very expensive food, wasting food and the like? So this falls under the category of bal tashchis, wasting. And today the specific question we'll talk about is eating too much, capping yourself off, being way too full. Is that halachically problematic or not? We're going to be using as our text a sefer called Eitz HaSadeh. It's fundamentally about cutting down trees that we shouldn't be cutting. That's Baal Tashchis, but it has many other related topics as well that fall under Baal Tashchis, wasting various items. So he starts out in our topic, Ha'ochel Yoser Miktei Sovo. Somebody eats more than is necessary. They're already satiated and they keep on going over our Baal Tashchis. That is the Isser of Baal Tashchis. And he brings the source from the Sefer Haredim, other places as well. And the Sefer Haredim, in talking about eating more than you need to, more than you've already capped off, you're already full, and you keep on eating, he says that excess that you kept on eating, halavai, you should have given it to the needy. Instead of your eating more than you needed to, you would be zocha, you would merit, lechaye ha'olam hazeh ve'haba, you would be zocha in this world and the world to come. You're not stuffing yourself and giving it to other people who don't have food. And in addition, says the Sefer Haredim, also you violated the prohibition of Baal Tashchis, of wasting. You have wasted that food, eating what you don't need. You've already capped out and you keep on going. That is the prohibition of Baal Tashchis. So you could have merited this world, the world to come, and you also violated Baal Tashchis. So that's the language of the Haredim. And then he brings the famous Rambam in Hilchas Deos, talking about how much should somebody eat. And the Rambam says as follows, Lo tochal ela kashata ra'ev, only eat when you're hungry, v'lo tishte ela kashata tzame, don't eat when you're unless you're hungry, don't eat, drink unless you're thirsty. Those are the only times you should be eating, drinking. V'lo tochal ad shetispa legamre, and also don't cap yourself off. The Rambam is saying, don't even fill yourself off, but rather elapacho shlish, eat up until a third less, meaning approximately up to 70%, pacho shlish. So what's your maximum? And fill yourself up one third less. If we think about filling up a car, you can top it off, fill it up fully, or you can fill it up part way. When it comes to a car, you can certainly fill it up the whole way, but when it comes to eating, says the Rambam, one third less than your full capacity is where you should be. So that is the source, the Sefer Haredim. Fundamentally, somebody who eats 200, the prohibition of Baal Tashchis. Now the Pele Yoetz adds on, and he says in the name of the Chachmei HaMusar, that somebody who eats more than necessary, more than Sipuko, there is a violation of the prohibition of Baal Tashchis, but he adds on that there are other problems as well. One fundamental problem, but it actually has three parts to it, you're wasting time. What is the waste of time? Bittul zman me'abed zman, no, you're wasting time. Number one is the time to eat when you shouldn't be eating because you're already satiated. That is number one. The time to go to the bathroom to get rid of that food. There's going to be excess time necessary to get rid of the food. So that is waste of time number two. And in addition, if you have stomach problems and the like that you were involved in, that will also take away your time. Three wastes of time, says the Pele Yoetz, when somebody eats more than necessary. Now let's take an additional step. There are obviously different gradations of eating too much. Somebody is satiated and they keep on going. That, we've said, is the Isser of Baal Tashchis on the food. You're wasting the food because it's not necessary. It's not advisable for you to eat that much. But how about if somebody kept on eating even more to the extent that he's causing physical harm to himself? He's mazik his own body. It's just he's feeling terrible now afterward. Somebody who stuffed himself totally. Not only is that an isra bal tashchis on the food itself, but it's hashchatas haguf. It's also destructive to the body. So you effectively have two violations of the prohibition of bal tashchis on the food and on yourself. And just to mention a last point, a related point. It's somewhat related, but I'm going to come back and relate it even more. The Sefer Eitz HaSadeh brings as follows, V'nei derech ha'olam shekashiyesh safek al ma'achal im lezorko la'ashpa. Sometimes we have a doubt, we have food, and we're not sure it's still fresh or not. Should we throw it out? Should we not throw it out? And people typically say, chaval, to throw it out. Why throw out food? Just eat it. And the Chazon Ish would say that, shele'echol ma'achal, because they're eating food like this. that you're not sure should it be eaten or not, that is also ganzen nikra lizrok la'ashpa, that is also called throwing food into the garbage, making ourselves the garbage. If we're eating something we shouldn't be eating, that is throwing ourselves into the, that's what throwing the food into the garbage as well. So just to relate it, this wasn't necessarily talking about eating too much, it's just eating food that you're not sure should be eaten. But oftentimes we have, after we've had a big meal and we're fairly full, oftentimes we don't adhere to this Rambam that we should eat up until a third less than is necessary, but we go all the way full capacity, and there's just a little bit drip of salad left there, or a small piece of the potato could go, one leg, one polka left of the chicken, and everyone's full, and you say, you know, who can finish this? Please finish it so we don't have to put it into a Tupperware or a Ziploc bag. And indeed, that would be problematic. That would be just like, if even if somebody would throw it out into the garbage, ideally don't do that, but if we just throw it into our mouths and we're already full, that would also be bal tashchis, based on this chazani. So indeed, it would not be good if everyone is satiated. Don't go around, as I have done in the past, and said, who can finish this bulk, who can finish this, so we don't have to put it away. That's not advisable. Put it away, because people should not be eating when they've already reached full capacity or even close to full capacity. Have a wonderful day.